This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Damon Carlson, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Damon, D-A-M-O-N. Last name Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. On June 16th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The client is a 62-year-old male, height 6 foot, 0 inches tall, weight 200 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident, whereby he was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury in an automobile accident on November 22nd, 2023, period. The patient's vehicle was hit in the driver's side at a four-way stop, period. He was in a 1987 Jeep Wagoneer and hit by a BMW, period. No airbags deployed, period. The vehicle was totaled but drivable, period. The patient was jerked. He hit his head and left hip on the vehicle, period. He had immediate pain in his right deltoid area, period. Shortly afterwards, he had pain in both shoulders, comma, bilateral hips, comma, neck, comma, and the entire back, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, he is still experiencing pain in the bilateral shoulders, comma, bilateral hips, comma, as well as neck and headaches, period. New paragraph. The neck pain was treated with an ablation, injections, physical therapy, and medication, period. He also experiences an intermittent headache, period. The neck pain is approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is a constant stiff and dull pain, period. The pain intensity on both a good and a bad day is 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the elbow, period. In reference to the shoulders, he was told that he will eventually need bilateral shoulder replacement, period. He was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. The shoulder pain is equal bilaterally, period. It is a constant piercing pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. In reference to the hips, his right hip hurts more than the left, period. He was told that he will need bilateral hip replacement eventually, period. He was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. New paragraph. In reference to the headaches, he was told he has post-concussion syndrome. He has had some memory problems as well, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the client, was that he was seen in a community emergency room that day. He had x-rays, and he was treated and released, period. He was seen the next week for follow-up, period. He was also seen at Riverview Emergency Room and had x-rays, period. He was referred to the Spine Center at Community East. He was seen several times, and he did have ablations in the neck and low back, period. He also had steroid injections in the neck and low back, period. He had physical therapy at the Spine Center at Community East several times, period. He was seen at orthopedics at Riverview. He had x-rays and was told that he'll need bilateral hip and shoulder replacements, period. He was referred to orthopedics at Riverview. He was seen a couple times. He was advised he has a tear in his left shoulder and advised that he will need surgery and dye injection prior to surgery period. He was referred for Suboxone at a clinic period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows. He has problems standing over 5 minutes, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, lifting over 25 pounds, comma, sitting over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as softball and baseball, comma, sleeping, comma, running, comma, lifting weights, comma, and exercise, period. New paragraph. Medications include Suboxone, comma, pregabalin, comma, tamoxifen for his prostate, comma, hepatitis B medicine, comma, and over-the-counter pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, Suboxone, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, arthritis, comma, and especially arthritis in the low back, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is unremarkable. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his neck in the past, period. He fractured his left collarbone 45 years ago, hunting without permanency, period. He has not had prior shoulder injuries in the past, period. The patient has not had prior hip injuries in the past, period. The patient has not had prior concussion or headaches, period. He did have a prior low back injury 25 years ago, while doing construction work that required injections, period. There is permanency related to this period. He feels the automobile accident aggravated his prior low back pain by 75%, period. The patient has not had prior major automobile accidents, and none certainly required treatment, period. He has not had work injuries other than falling off a ladder in 1999, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is a general contractor full-time period. Although he is working full-time, it is with pain and at a slower pace, period. He did miss 2 years of work as a result of this injury, period. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, Community North, November 22nd, 2023. Restrained driver without airbag deployment, period. Driver side impact, period. Complains of pain to the neck, comma, right shoulder and back, period. Under musculoskeletal exam, pain with extreme range of motion, period. Medical decision making, patient presents for evaluation of neck, comma, back, comma, right shoulder pain after MVC earlier today where he was the restrained driver, comma, hit on the driver's side door when someone turned in his vehicle, period. CT imaging of the head and cervical spine without evidence of IHC, comma, fracture, comma, other significant acute traumatic injury, period. X-rays of the right shoulder without fracture or dislocation, period. Injuries consistent with neck and low back strain, as well as right shoulder contusion, period. Clinical impression, 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, strain of the neck muscles, 3, contusion of the right shoulder, period, end of report. Physical therapy at community hospital, March 13th, 2024, complaints of neck, comma, back, comma, left hip and right shoulder pain, period. 11-22-23 after a car accident, period. End of report. Community Health Network, note, September 26, 2024. Damon presents to physical therapy with multiple ongoing regions of pain following an MVA on November 22, 2023, period. Patient is a fair candidate for a course of physical therapy, period. MRIs of the spine, May 14, 2024. MRI of the cervical spine showed mild to moderate cervical spondylosis and facet arthropathy, period. MRI of the thoracic spine, mild to moderate multilevel thoracic neural foraminal stenosis, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, multilevel thecal sac stenosis, comma, mild to moderate L3-4 and L4-5, period. Severe left-sided neural foraminal stenosis at L5-S1, period. X-rays of the right shoulder, November 22, 2023. No evidence of acute fracture or malalignment, period. End of report. Community Spine Center, April 3rd, 2025. Damon returns today for follow-up of his neck and back pain, period. He is now status post radiofrequency ablation on March 4th, 2025, period. We again discussed today that his current symptoms first started on November 22nd, 2023, after a car accident, period. He continues to have pain in numerous areas that he attributes to his car accident, period. He has neck pain. He has pain in both shoulders, comma. He has pain in the right upper arm, period. He has midline mid-thoracic pain, comma. He has pain just medial to the right shoulder blade, period. He has ongoing clicking in the mid-back slash bilateral lumbosacral region, period. He saw a neurologist that I referred him to, but it sounds like the emphasis was on his peripheral neuropathy, period. EMG done October 28, 2024, was an abnormal study consistent with a generalized sensory motor neuropathy affecting predominantly the distal right lower extremity, period. He now has status post-radio frequency ablation in the lumbar area on December 5, 2024. In radio frequency ablation, lumbar medial branches, November 14, 2024, period. Assessment includes chronic thoracic back pain, for which there was referral to the pain clinic, period. Confusion with ambulatory referral to neurology, period. Whiplash injuries, period. Neck pain, period. Cervical spondylosis, period. Chronic bilateral low back pain, period. Bilateral hip pain, period. And thoracic spondylosis, period. We had a frank discussion today, and unfortunately, we do not have any other good injection options to offer him at this time, and I am therefore recommending he proceed with a pain management specialist, period. End of report. Office visit, Riverview Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, July 24th, 2025. At this point, I would not recommend proceeding with a left total shoulder replacement, period. Explain to him that when he has pain at rest, this is the time to consider left total shoulder replacement, period. Until that time, I have encouraged him to be as active as possible, period. Impression one, primary osteoarthritis left shoulder. Two, chronic left shoulder pain, period. End of report. Riverview Orthopedics, June 5th, 2025, presents today complaining of bilateral hip and shoulder pain that has worsened since an automobile accident, November 2023, period. Despite physical therapy, the patient still complains of pain and discomfort in both shoulders and in both hips, period. Assessment and plan. Certainly, the automobile accident has exacerbated these conditions, but it is difficult to accurately assess whether this was temporary exacerbation or permanent exacerbation. of the underlying significant osteoarthritis of the shoulder and hips, period. We will eventually require staged reconstruction of the hips and his shoulders, period. Diagnosis 1, primary osteoarthritis of the right hip. 2, primary osteoarthritis of the left hip. 3, primary osteoarthritis right shoulder. 4, primary osteoarthritis left shoulder, period. End of report. Riverview Orthopedics note, November 7th, 2024. Patient states he was in a car wreck over a year ago and has been noticing issues with elbow since that time period. End of report. Riverview Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, December 23rd, 2024. Returns to the office for follow-up of left-hand carpal tunnel release surgery, December 4th, 2024, period. End of report. Neurology progress notes, September 26, 2025. Multiple symptoms that persisted following motor vehicle accident about 2 years ago, period. Neuropsychology testing data showed negative for any significant cognitive impairment, period. Assessment 1, post-concussion syndrome. 2, neck pain. 3, neuropathy. 4, dizziness. 5, gait instability. 6, cervicogenic headache. 7, shoulder pain bilaterally, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 22, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, examination of the gait revealed an abnormal flex gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination revealed normal thyroid, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, as well as heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area with flexion diminished by 6 degrees, comma, extension 12 degrees, comma, side bending 14 degrees on the left, comma, 16 degrees on the right, comma, rotation 12 degrees on the left and 8 degrees on the right, period. Examination of the thoracic area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Lumbar examination was abnormal. With straight leg raising, abnormal at 86 degrees right and 88 degrees left. Flexion was diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished range of motion of the bilateral hips, period. There was diminished strength and tenderness bilaterally. Left hip was lacking 4 degrees of adduction, ADD. Inflection diminished by 24 degrees, period. Right hip adduction, ADD, was diminished by 6 degrees. Inflection by 22 degrees, period. Left shoulder examination revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 32 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, by 38 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 24 degrees, and external rotation by 12 degrees, period. There was tenderness and crepitance in both shoulders, period. Right shoulder had diminished range of motion with abduction, ABD, diminished by 36 degrees, comma, flexion 18 degrees, comma, abduction, ABD, scratch abduction, adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 10 degrees, comma, internal rotation by 20 degrees, comma, and external rotation by 14 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength bilaterally, period. There was positive Tinel's test on the left hand, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain and radiculopathy. Two, bilateral shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, right shoulder contusions, comma, and aggravation of osteoarthritis. Number three, bilateral hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and aggravation of osteoarthritis. Number four, cephalgia, comma, head trauma, comma, post-concussion syndrome, comma, and memory loss, which was temporary. Number five, left hand trauma, comma, carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, requiring surgery December 4th, 2024, period. Number six, lumbar strain, comma, pain, comma, trauma, comma, and aggravation of prior lumbar pain, period. Number seven, post-concussion syndrome, period. The above seven diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 22nd, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment to the bilateral shoulder, hips, and cervical region, period. He had aggravation of prior difficulties in his lumbar area and also contributing to the carpal tunnel syndrome, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the bilateral shoulders, hips, and cervical region for the remainder of his life, period. Although the patient does have pre-existing arthritis, this injury will probably cause further aggravation in these areas as he ages, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He was told that in the future he will need surgeries to the bilateral shoulders and hips. Period. This is confirmed in the notes and certainly contributed partially by this automobile accident despite his history of pre-existing osteoarthritis, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will be $100 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his neck, shoulders, and hips should be considered, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. It is noteworthy to mention that the patient was driving an old Jeep Wagoneer that historically has a history of transferring impact force from the collision to the driver as the vehicle lacks crumple zones and fails to plastically deform, causing a greater amount of injuries to multiple areas of the driver's body, despite severe damage to the vehicle, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community.